Chapter 3, 14 to 16, and 18.
Yeah. If you don't have a if you got a whole sermon outline? Okay, very good. Okay, are you ready? Let us read the scriptures together. Okay, begin.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
that everyone who believes
in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed into the name of the only begotten Son of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. Can we read the sermon online, the first, the Satan's evil nature. Do you have that? Okay, you have that, right? Okay, very good. Let's read it together. Begin. Satan's evil nature in man's flesh, being judged on the cross through the death of Christ in the form of the serpent, that the believers may have eternal life. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I pray that God will give us grace this afternoon to understand the meaning of Jesus came in the form of serpent. Okay, it took me a while to understand the meaning of Jesus coming in the form of serpent. Why he had to come in the form of serpent? And maybe some of you are thinking, hey, what does this mean? Why Jesus came in the form of serpent? Isn't he the Son of God? So, there may be a question about this matter. So I pray that God will give us grace to understand this deep meaning of the gospel. Hallelujah!
Amen.
John chapter 3 is, remember, John, book of John, the theme of the book of John is life and building, right? And chapter 2, we know the life is principle. The principle of life is what? Do you remember that? You forgot. It's okay. So I can preach it again. You forget it, and I preach it again. No problem. If you remember everything, then it will be very hard for me to preach. You remember everything, right? Okay, the principle of life is turning water into wine. Okay, turning death into
life.
Amen. That's the principle of life. So Jesus Christ is life, and wherever he goes, he turns death into life. Hallelujah. If you have a life in you, wherever you go, you will turn death into life. You bring light out of darkness. Amen. That's the principle of life and the purpose of life. Principle of life, life itself is not the purpose. Because, you see, many Christians say, hey, I believe in Jesus Christ and I'm a born again, and if I die now, I go to heaven. Hey, praise the Lord. And they just live their life according to however they desire, which is not good, because life itself is not the purpose. Okay? Now that you have life, there's a purpose of life. And the purpose of life is to what? Is to build the house of God. Is to build the house of God. Hallelujah. We exist to build a church, to build the house of God. Okay? And which consummates in the New Jerusalem. Okay, so John chapter 3, it begins with the story of Nicodemus, right? Remember? Nicodemus? He was old man, and he was religious leader, he was Pharisee. And he went to Jesus to question about how to be born again. And chapter 3 talks about Nicodemus, he's in the high class. Chapter 4, which we are going to be there in the future, near future, which talks about Samaritan woman in the low class. High class, low class. So God deals with every kinds of people, okay, to turn from death into life. And today's scripture is very important scripture, because we all know John 3:16, isn't it? That's kind of, it's a famous scripture that we probably memorized when we were in the elementary school, or Sunday school, right? Right, Christina?
Yes.
You memorized? Oh, Jian, you memorized. Jian, Arian, do you memorize that? John 3:16? Okay. Okay, go.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, in the form of the serpent. Now, today's story, scripture is right after that Nicodemus story, right? So, we have to keep in mind what Nicodemus story is about. And then, today's scripture, verse 14. Verse 14. Let's read the verse 14 again. Ready? Okay, begin. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of God be lifted up. One more time. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of God be lifted up. Amen. Son of God must be lifted up. Son of God must be
lifted up.
Son of God, Jesus, had to be lifted up. Hallelujah. Because Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, which was the perfect picture. It was a perfect shadow. It was a perfect story, okay, of what the real Jesus, who came in the form of serpent, later will be lifted up on the cross. Old Testament is the shadow of the reality in the New Testament. Old Testament is a promise and it's a prophecy, right? New Testament is a fulfillment of the prophecy. Hallelujah. See, Jesus Christ, did you know that Jesus Christ came in the form of flesh, not the serpent, right? According to the Bible, according to the prophecy. Jesus Christ died on the cross according to the prophecy in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ died according to the prophecy in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ rose again according to the prophecy in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ ascended into heaven according to the prophecy in the Old Testament. Jesus Christ became a life-giving spirit and he saved the whole world according to the prophecy in the Old Testament. If there was no prophecy in the Old Testament, Jesus Christ probably, Jesus Christ had to come. My point is, he had to come because there was a prophecy about him coming in the flesh, in the surface. Okay, I want you to understand the story of Moses now here. Book of Numbers, chapter 21. We need to read these scriptures. Can we do that? Numbers 21, verse 4, on and on. You have it, right? Okay, let's read it together. Begin. They traveled from Mount to go around. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord would take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and leave." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then, when anyone was bitten by the snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see the story here, the Israelites, they complained, they mumble, right, against God and Moses, because now they're rescued from Egypt, but now they're in the desert. They have no water, no food. They only have manna, so they got sick of it. So they complained, right? So God fed up, and then God sent a snake, venomous snake, and then the snake beat the people. and they died. Now, when they were dying, they repent and say, hey, Moses, we are sorry, we repent. We spoke against God and against you. Now, please pray to God that God can save us. Right? And this is what God said. Now, I want you to make a pole. I want you to make a pole. And on the top of the pole, okay, you make bronze snake. And you put it up. And then everyone who sees it, they will leave. Now look at this now. Okay? Let's go back to the 2,000 years ago. More than that, right? Moses' time. B.C. 1500. Okay. We go back there now. Okay? So you got bit by snake. Okay? You understand? Hello? Try to use your imagination now. Okay? You got bit by snake. And then soon you're going to die. And everybody's dying. Many people are dying. They're just clutching. And you also got bit. And then this is what Moses did. He had a paw. And on top of a paw, he put the bronze snake. And he put it up and said, hey, if you look at this bronze snake, you're going to leave. Imagine. I just got bit by snake and you want me to look at snake? That's crazy, isn't it? This is the crazy stuff. Isn't it? I mean, you hate snake, right? You just got bit by snake and many people, your friends, your family, your relatives, just got bit by the snake and they're dying. In fact, they died. Many of them died already, right? And then you also got bit. So you're like, you want to leave. But you want me to look at the snake, which I just got bit by a snake? That's crazy, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Isn't that crazy, right? You know what? To the world, when we say, hey, look at Jesus and be saved, they're going to say, are you crazy? They're going to say, are you crazy? Who is Jesus? Just look at Jesus and be saved? Yes, you can look at Jesus and be saved. You know? Being a Christian, being a born-again Christian, is a crazy stuff. Because the world, the world, they don't understand. It's not easy to understand. You know why? Because this is spiritual stuff. This is spiritual stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. Behind the meaning behind the bronze snake on Paul, there is Jesus on the cross. We have to see it spiritually. So, this is the story, right? And then, okay, look at John 6:40 now. John 6:40. Let's go back to verse 14, all right? Let's go to verse 14. It says, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of God, Son of Man, be lifted up. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So it's saying that the serpent in the wilderness, it was the exact picture for Jesus Christ to come in the New Testament, and this Son of Man, Jesus, had to be lifted up. Because this is the only way, this scripture is saying to us, it's like, this is the only way the world can be saved. Because they got bit by a poisonous snake. And they're dying now. They're dying. And only way to leave is to look at the bronze snake, who is Jesus Christ, who came in the form of snake. Wow. There's something going on here. Something going on here, spiritually, right? There's spiritual meaning going on here. Okay, so if we look at John 6:40, I think we will understand a little bit better. John 6:40, okay. John 6:40. You got someone online in front of you, right? Okay, okay. Now let's turn off this PPT. So focus on the sermon. All right, John 6:40, ready? Begin. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah! Did you see that? It is Father's will that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. It is Father's will for us to look Look on Jesus Christ who was hung on the cross. You know, going back to Moses' time, those Israelites, when Moses said, hey, if you are bit by a snake and you're dying, you want to leave? This is the only way you can leave. This is the only way. Not one of the ways. This is the only way. I'm going to put up the bronze snake on the pole. If you look at it, you leave. And you know what? I believe some people look at the snake, right? And they leave. I believe. You believe, right?
Yes.
So you see two different kinds of people. One kind, they don't believe, and they say, huh, what are you talking about? You are sick, you are crazy. And they just left and they died. Another group, they say, oh, really? I want to leave. I believe. And just look at the bronze snake and they got healed. Okay, look. Gospel is very simple, my friend. You look on Jesus and you believe. That's the gospel. Look. You become what you see. You become what you see. It's very, very important what you see. It's so important what you see. Satan knows it, and Satan, the enemy, is just flooding this whole world with this. I believe one of the things that enemy is using now to destroy the young people, even the old, you know, just all everybody, is the pornography, isn't it? According to the study, even Christians, there are more percentage of the Christians who is addicted to pornography. Even the pastors. And this is a serious matter. You're alone at home. Nobody's looking at you. You know, we are living in the last days. You become what you see. You want to believe Jesus? You want to believe in Jesus and be saved? You want to believe in Jesus and have eternal life? Do you want to have eternal life? Do you? Or are you just, I don't mind. I don't mind if I get eternal life. Or are you desperate? Do you really want eternal life?
Yes.
Then you have to see Jesus. First, you have to see Jesus. You cannot believe one whom you don't see. Does this make sense? In your spirit, you have to see it. John 6:40. It's God's will. It's Father's will. Everyone who looks or sees to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. Oh Lord Jesus, I pray that God will have mercy on you, that your spiritual eyes will be open, and that you will see Jesus.
Amen.
You see Jesus in your spirit every day.
Amen.
You see Jesus while you walk on the street.
Amen.
You see Jesus in your car.
Amen.
In your studies, you're working, wherever
Amen.
You are, you will see Jesus.
Amen.
If you can see Jesus, you know what? You're safe.
Amen.
Amen. You'll become overcomer.
Amen.
You will overcome the world. It's because we cannot see Jesus, we are doing crazy thing, huh? Because we think that God is not watching us, we do crazy stuff. Alright. Lord Jesus. Okay, can we read that, the Satan's nature? Now, I want you to understand this. Let's really get this message today, okay? That sentence about Satan's evil nature. Ready? Let's read that one more time. Begin. Satan's evil nature in man's flesh, being judged on the cross through the death of Christ in the form of the serpent, that the believers may have eternal life. Hallelujah. We have to understand clearly that Satan's evil nature is in man's flesh. Where's the flesh? Where's the flesh? Huh? You all have flesh, right? Your body is your flesh. So in your flesh, there's a Satan's evil nature. And you know what? That evil nature, the life of Satan is in the flesh. And that flesh has to be judged.
Amen.
And that was judged on the cross through the death of Christ. This is the gospel. Hallelujah. Unless Jesus Christ died on the cross in the form of serpent, there's no way we can be saved from serpent. There's no way we can be saved from poison. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ took away the poison of Satan on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we praise, we glory the power of the cross. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, verse 15 now. Let's read this verse 15. Okay, begin. That everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. Everyone who? Come on, church. Let's read aloud with conviction, with faith, with strength. Amen.
Amen.
Verse 15, begin.
That everyone who believes into him may have eternal life.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Even as I'm preaching, I pray that God will have mercy on you, that God will open your spiritual eyes. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are spiritual beings. We are spiritual beings. We are different from animals, right? Animals, they have only body and soul. But if they die, they go back to dust and finish, right? Their life is done, doomed. But our life, when we die, is not finished. It's the beginning of an eternity. Praise the Lord, when we die, we come out of our cage of our flesh. The flesh cage, we're coming out of that cage. You know what I'm saying? We're coming out of it and we are entering into eternity with Jesus Christ. Verse 15 says, everyone who believes what? No, not in him. Not in him. You have to read the scripture very carefully. Every word is very, very important.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So come on. That everyone who believes
into him.
Where? What him? What him?
Into him.
In him?
Into him.
Into him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
May have eternal life. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Listen, listen. Now, everyone who believes into him. Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everyone who believes into him. What does that mean? What is the significance of that word, into? I pray about it, I meditate about it, and this is what I got. Okay? Maybe you will get more meanings, spiritual meanings, than what I did, what I got. Okay. Into means, now, listen. Do you remember the scripture where it says, not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will be saved.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Bible says, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will be saved. By the way, and at the end of the life, many people will be shocked because, oh, I'm your child. I went to Overflowing Church. I heard Pastor Paul's sermon. I went to prayer meeting. I even read the Bible. And then the Lord will say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evil one. So many people will be shocked, right? That's what the Bible says. So make sure this does not happen to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Make sure that we are really saved. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to know this word of meaning into, because the Bible says everyone who believes into him. All right. First meaning of into means that we're coming out of something. Israelites, the moment they got saved, they came out of Egypt. They came out of world. The Egypt signifies world, right? So if we are really saved, we came out of the world. Hallelujah. We came out of the world. We came out of the world and we went into Jesus and became one with him. Hallelujah. We came out of ourselves and we have joined together with Jesus Christ and have become one spirit. We come out of our own idols. Some Christians, they confess like this. Oh, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Amen. I love my Savior. I praise my Savior. But Jesus Christ is not my Lord. Jesus Christ is my Savior, but he's not my Lord. So there's a risk there. There's danger, right? If you accept Jesus Christ into your heart, into your life as a Savior, that means you are receiving Jesus as your Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus who saved you is the Lord of your life. And that's the real full salvation. Hallelujah. Oh, may Jesus Christ, who is our Lord, control all areas of our life.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Not just on Sunday, but Monday through Saturday. May Jesus be the Lord. Tell somebody, may Jesus be the Lord of your life, my brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Everybody, would you please repeat after me? Let's shout by faith. Okay. Talk to somebody. You can talk to yourself, talk to somebody too. Come out!
Come out! Come out,
come out of Egypt!
Come out of Egypt!
Come out of the world!
Come out of the world!
Come out of sin!
Come out of sin!
Come out of self!
Come out of self!
Come out of pride!
Come out of pride!
Come out of unbelief!
Come out of unbelief!
Come out of confusion!
Come out of confusion!
Come out of pleasures!
Come out of pleasures!
And enter into Jesus. And stay there. Don't come out there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember when Jesus Christ met the disciples Peter, right? And the fishermen, right? If you want to follow me, you have to let down of your nets, what you're holding on to, what you're good at, your career, you know, about yourself. You need to let down and follow me. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so when you say I believe, it does not just mean, it does not mean you're just saying, Jesus, you know, I know you're my Savior. And then you are just saying it, and then your life is saying, there's no commitment, there's no sacrifice. Oh Lord Jesus. Okay. I have a verse 16 and 18, but time is running out. Maybe I can preach on verse 16 next time. But I have a burden to really lay this down. Okay? Believing into. So let me share more about on this same point, okay? Because if I go on to verse 16, I think it's going to be too much. Okay, let's go to verse 18 now. Verse 18, okay? Listen, verse 18. Okay, ready? Begin.
Into him is not condemned, for he who does not believe has been condemned already, because he has not believed into the name of the only begotten.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen!
Verse 14, 15, 16, 18, verse 4 verses today. We have a word repeated, believe, 4 times. Believe into. Okay? Now, this verse 18 says, he who does not believe has been condemned already. Now, I also meditate upon this scripture and say, what does this mean? Does not believe. He who does not believe has been condemned already. Okay, look at me now, brothers, sisters. Okay. If anyone is not a believer of Jesus Christ, believe into him, Bible says he's condemned already. What does this mean? This refers to. Let's say I am not a believer, right? Let's say I'm not a believer. Then I am condemned already. Because in me, I have no life of God. There's no divine life in me. Okay? Second, my flesh is a serpent, right? My flesh has evil's nature, evil's life in my flesh. So it's already condemned, right? Satan is already condemned. So my flesh is condemned. There is no life in me besides my human life. I have no life of God. So I am already condemned. When God sees me, I'm already condemned. When I die, I will go to eternal lake of fire. We call it hell, right? Yes, that's a real place to go. right? It's replaced. But not only that, when I'm not a believer, I don't have a relationship with God. In my spirit, I have no peace, right? In fact, my spirit is dead already. It's not functioning. So I'm already condemned. Lord Jesus, so Bible says, believe and you will be saved. Meaning that we will come alive. Hallelujah. The moment we believe, the Spirit, Holy Spirit will come into me and birth Spirit. Remember John chapter 3, verse 5 and 6? Okay, do you have a Bible? Can we get that John 3, 5 and 6? I want you to clearly understand this. John 3, 5 and 6. Alright. Oh Lord Jesus, John 3, 5 and 6. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Alright, begin. Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is?
Spirit.
Hallelujah. Amen. So, born of the Spirit, the capital S signifies Holy Spirit, and the small s is talking about our spirit, right? So, only the Holy Spirit can birth Spirit. Only God can birth a Spirit. So, when you say, I'm a born again Christian, that means that you have Spirit in you. The Spirit is, that Spirit has been birthed by the Spirit. Amen. So, the only way we can be born again is that when we believe, okay, this Spirit has to come to us and to birth small Spirit. That this is called born again. Hallelujah. Okay. Let me talk about quickly about six things. Okay, you might want to jot this down if you want to. Now, the whole point of today's message is if anyone believes into, and I explained about into, right? So if you believe into, the word believe means six things, six points. Number one, when I say I believe in Jesus Christ, it means I understand. I understand the gospel. That Jesus Christ had to come in the form of serpent to destroy, right? To destroy the serpent, to destroy the sin. So I understand that. And I accept. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. Okay? Not just a Savior, but as my Lord. Amen. Third, I commit my life to Him. Therefore, I commit my life to Him. Because I just said Jesus is my Lord. Fourth, therefore I trust Him. I will not trust myself or trust something else, but I will trust Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Right? I will trust Jesus in all areas of my life. Amen. If he saved you by shedding his precious blood, don't you think he would take care of your life? You know what I'm saying? We tend to do this. I thank you because you died for me. You're my Savior, my Lord. But right now, I'm going through a financial crisis, and I have no one to trust. You know, like, Jesus is there. He died for me, but, you know, I'm worrying about finance now. I'm worrying about my this and that, you know. I believe Jesus Christ who died for you, He will take care of your life. Hallelujah. So that's a trust issue. No, that's, number five. When you say I believe, that means you love Him. You love Him. Finally, number six, when you say I believe, it means you obey Him. Amen. Because when you love, you obey. Hallelujah. Six things, let's go through that. Number one, what is it? Understand. Number two, accept. Number three, commit. Number four,
trust.
Number five, love. Number six,
obey.
This is what it means to believe into Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you willing to believe to this level of commitment? Or are you just murmuring with your mouth, I believe. Oh, I pray that God have mercy upon you, that you really believe. Oh, finally, John 6:40. Come on, church. John 6:40. Let's read that scripture one more time. John 6:40. Ready? Begin. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. Amen. We need to look to Jesus who is crucified on the cross. Amen. We need to look to Jesus who has risen from the dead. We need to look to Jesus who is seated on the throne of God. Look to Jesus. See Jesus today and believe. Amen. You know what? 1 John 3:23 says this. I will just tell you, okay? Just listen. 1 John 3:23 says, this is God's commandment, that you believe in the name of His Son. I said it again. This is His commandment, that you believe in the name of His Son, Jesus. John 6:40, we just read, right? It is Father's will that you believe. John 3:16, this is our today's scripture, right?
Yes.
For God so loved the world that everyone who believes. Oh Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, oh God. That we may look to Jesus and believe. Okay, close your eyes, brothers. This is a very solemn moment. I pray everyone who's sitting here will be say they have, you will have eternal life. So your name will be written in the book of life. This is a very important moment, right? Life and death matter, isn't it? It's a life and death matter. Just because you go to church, that doesn't mean you have eternal life. Just because you read the Bible, it doesn't mean you have eternal life. Just because you pray, it doesn't mean you have eternal life. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to understand, Bible says, everyone who looks to Jesus, who hung on the cross, and believe. And I just explore the meaning of belief, right? Oh, Lord Jesus, would you pray to Jesus now? Genuinely, from your heart, pray to Him. Jesus, I believe. I believe in your name. I believe in you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I believe. I understand. I receive you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. And I commit my life to you. I trust you. And I love you. And I will obey you. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Have mercy on us, O God. Believe. And you will have eternal life. Lord, may we experience eternal life not after we die, but may we experience eternal life now, here on this earth. May we experience Christ as our life. Oh, Lord Jesus, in spite of many difficulties in life in Korea, we know you are our life, eternal life, and that's what matters. And out of that, the intimate relationship with you, you will strengthen us. You will give us power. You will give us strength to go on, to move on, to press on. Lord Jesus, help us to believe into you more and bring the level of our faith deeper to the level of where we love you, where we obey you. Bible says, obey is better than sacrifice. Lord Jesus, thank you that you help us to understand
why you came in the form of serpent, to destroy the poison in us. You had to come in the form of serpent. We look to you now and we believe. Thank you, Jesus. Have mercy upon my brothers and sisters here. You bless their life in Korea. Amen. You are mighty to save. Thank you, Jesus. Can we sing this song, Christina? Mighty to save. Can we all stand together? Sing this song, Mighty to Save. Amen. Saving us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for coming into the earth.
Amen.
In the form of serpents.
Amen.
You destroy the serpent of God.
Amen.
You destroy the poison.
Amen.
You destroy the death.
Amen.
Once and for all.
Amen.
We believe.
Amen.
We see you and we believe you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will